All right. Hearing no other discussion on this amendment, is there any opposition? Is there anyone opposed to this amendment to the main motion? Hearing no opposition, the main motion is now amended. We're going back to the discussion of the amended motion. Would anyone else like to speak to this motion, this amended motion?
I just had a question for the person making about that second motion. Identify, you're saying that we're going to use this money only for debt.
No, that wasn't what I said. This is Chris.
Ron, Chris has not put forward a second amendment yet.
I'm going to, though.
Okay.
Right. So
I'm going to.
So let's allow Chris to put it forward, and then we can discuss it. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay.
Do you have it in writing?
I do, but I don't have access to a computer, so I'm hoping that Bill or somebody else can help me out. The text that I'm hoping can be inserted into this motion would be funds should be used primarily for debt service. In other words, 50.000001% or something, you know, just something slightly over half. In other words, I'm not asking that the entire amount be put. I understand that the revenue is the foundation. But let me, if you'll allow me to motivate this for a minute, I mean, bequests are, we shouldn't operate our stations on bequests. I mean, I understand that proceeds from bequests may need to go to emergency needs of individual units. But if stations have individual or emergency needs, they should be looking out for those emergency needs by fundraising and planning and cost cutting and a whole bunch of other ways. Just sitting there waiting for something providential to happen to bail them out is not a way to run a station, and we should be using extraordinary income for extraordinary expense and not for operating expense. The idea that this stuff is just going to be churned into the system and that we're going to be left with this enormous debt at the end of 18 months or 19 months or 20 months or whatever it happens to be right now is not acceptable to me, and it shouldn't be acceptable to anybody else on the PNB. Thank you.
Okay. Is anyone writing down Chris's amendment to this main motion? Hello?
I wrote it down, and I didn't type it, but if somebody wants to type it up, I'll try to type it unless somebody else can do that.
Can you read it, do you think?
Bill, I'm not sure where it should be inserted, but you can find a good spot for it. Funds should be used primarily for debt service. You could delete the word funds if you can find the right location for it. I'm sure there's a nice natural place to put it in the motion.
Well, what I wrote down was I meant to say that at least 50% of such windfalls go towards servicing debt. Is that what?
That's acceptable.
Or do you
Thanks.
Not want to? Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Is there just, I think we understand this motion, this amendment. Is there any discussion? Would anyone like to make a comment or speak in favor or opposed to this?
James, I have a question.
Go ahead, James.
Or a quick request for information, I guess. Would we want to put some kind of a sunset provision in this pending the retirement of either the large debt, the 3 million, whatever it is, or you know, because we could get to a point, I realize that it may be optimistic, but we could get to a point where we don't have significant debt, and then we don't want to have this. I mean, of course, we could correct it at a later time, but maybe with a sunset provision, it would be easier.
You're right. I actually, now that you bring it up, I had considered this idea, and so it should say something more like funds should be used primarily for debt service so long as the funds are less than the outstanding debt, or something of that nature. I had it figured out before, but yes, that's something that should be in there as well. Sorry about that.
Okay, I'll accept that modification of the amendment because I believe that the amendment has not yet been seconded. So let's thresh out what this amendment is saying exactly. Bill, can you possibly read it? Very confusing when the motions are not put in writing.
Okay, well, what I had...
Yeah.
Okay, well, again, what I had from Chris is that at least 50% of such windfalls go towards servicing debt, and that would be at the end of the motion. And then James, I'm not sure. I haven't got the wording of that yet. I understand the sunset provision idea, but you want to say that it only applies until all of our debt is paid? Or how do you want to?
Until the outstanding debt is retired. Or if you want, we could specify that date that the loan is up too. I mean, that's, you know, it's kind of going to become a moot point. Well, I don't know. No, it won't. It won't, because there's a good chance that we'll end up having to refi this thing. So, so long as the amount of that debt service is less, oh gosh, because of the half thing, it becomes complicated to word. Let me see if I can figure out a wording, Bill. I apologize.
Okay, Chris, actually, Adrian sent out a wording to everybody, and it says at least 50% of such windfalls go towards servicing debt. This applies so long as the funds are less than the outstanding debt.
Perfect.
Okay, does everyone like that? And I assume I assume you're willing to second this, Adrian?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So we have an amendment that's moved and seconded. It's in writing. Everybody has it. Is there any discussion on this?
Yes, Ron to the stat.
Okay, go ahead, Ron.
I like the amendment, but I don't think it should say 50%. I think that kind of hamstrings, the process. His original word of, you know, primarily use these funds to retire debt, to me is adequate, because that gives flexibility. But 50%, we're going to run up against the wall on that at some point. So I would just remove the 50% and just keep the other language.
Okay, actually. I hear you, Ron. I'd like to ask Mr. Tatum a question. This is the second amendment to this motion. Mr. Tatum, can we have an amendment of an amendment?
Well, actually,
is that right and proper?
Right now, what you're doing is amending the main motion as amended. So it is, in fact, the main motion at this point, which is open to further amendments.
Well, this is an amendment, Mr. Tatum. This is an amendment to the main motion. We're still
the main. The main motion has been amended. Is that correct?
It has been, and this is a second amendment to the main motion.
Right. So, right now, currently, what's on the floor is the main motion as amended. The amendment was approved, so it is now a part of the main motion. Therefore, with the main motion as amended being on the floor, the only reason that we're discussing it now is to see if there are any further amendments. So what I'm saying is further amendments are allowed.
Okay, Mr. Tatum, that is not the case, however. This amendment has not yet been approved. It's just an amendment to the main motion that has not yet been approved.
I thought the first amendment was approved, Grace.
The first amendment was approved. This is a second amendment. Your amendment, Chris's amendment, has not yet been approved. So we would be amending this amendment. Ron Pinchback is suggesting an amendment for the amendment which has not yet been approved. So we're not dealing with the main motion yet. As amended. The main motion has been amended one time already.
Can I speak to this?
Second.
This is Lawrence. I'd like to be on the stack.
So okay. My answer is Ron is allowed to amend the 50%, is what I'm saying.
Okay, so an amendment can be amended.
That is correct.
Okay, so Ron, you just like to change at least 50%. What wording do you want to change that to?
I just like to remove 50% and keep the original language, which was the primary, that these funds will, the primary use for these funds will be to retire debt, as opposed
actually,
to...
Actually, we can just strike at least 50% and put in primarily, I believe.
Yeah. Primarily was already there, but yeah.
Yeah, Bill changed it because he's being mathy. You're being all mathy and stuff. That's
okay.
Fine.
I will send the
amendment to my amendment.
Good discussion.
Response, request on the floor.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to find out what's on the floor, Lauren, so just hold on.
Okay.
I will recognize you soon. Okay, where are we? Does anyone have an idea of where the main
motion
is?
Yeah, we're talking about just removing 50% from the text and inserting primary. That's it.
Primarily?
Yeah.
Instead of at least 50%, replacing that with primarily. That's fine.
Okay. The amendment, Chris, now belongs to the body. So we understand your amendment, Ron, and is there an amendment of Chris's amendment? So is there a second for Ron's removal of it?
I have an amendment.
Lawrence, we need a second. What's on the floor right now is Ron is making an amendment to Chris's amendment. So is there a second?
Oh.
Good. All right. Is there any objection to Ron's amendment of Chris's amendment?
Chair, request for information before you move.
Go ahead.
I was attempting to insert something into that amendment. Can you tell me when that would be appropriate, or maybe John could tell me?
Okay, after we dispose of this amendment, we can. I will recognize you. Okay, so
Ralph
is
back here. Ralph.
Okay, Ralph.
Point of information or whatever. I'm confused on the issue. Are there not bylaws regarding funds? And doesn't it read that each local board or station board should deal with the funds? And the funds, if windfalls do come in, why not use the regular process for funding to deal with what is necessary and what is needed? The moment you take it out of the hands of the local station board, then it becomes a grab bag for the national.
You know, that's a good point, Ralph. That's a good point, Ralph. And let us take care of the amendment first, and then we'll go back to the main motion. And then we, Ralph, your comment will be, of course, appropriate. So, is there any objection to Chris's amendment to the main motion being amended by Ron Pinchback to eliminate at least 50% and substitute it with the word primarily? Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. We'll go back to, we have a main motion that's been amended. And is there anybody out there who can read the motion as a whole with the three amendments?
Bill, I think I have it now.
Okay, very good. Can you read it to all of us?
I'm about to email it to you, but let me read it first. Dispersal of all large windfalls in revenue above $200,000 should be discussed by the National Finance Committee, and Strategic Planning Committee, in addition to the ED and CFO, and to include the unit managers in the discussion of how such financial windfalls should be distributed by the network and then approved by the PNB. Such windfalls should primarily go toward servicing debt, the supply so long as the funds are less than the outstanding debt. Does that sound right?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good. Now, we're going to go back to discussion about the main motion as amended. Would anyone like to weigh in on this?
Lawrence.
Rob, would you like to continue what you were saying?
Please.
Yes, I hear you, Lawrence. I hear you. I'll put you on the stack. Ralph, were you finished, or would you like to say anything?
No, that is the point I would like to make. Why are we going around the bylaws? What is the purpose of avoiding the bylaws on this issue?
Okay, can you...
That's
the point of order? That's very good. That's the point of order, actually, Ralph. And I would like you to point out the section of the bylaws that you're referring to.
I don't have bylaws right in front of me, but I know there are bylaws dealing with finance. And I know the bylaws require that all money coming in to a entity are handled in a certain way. Why are we changing it?
Okay. Is there anyone conversant enough with the bylaws?
Article 7, the local station board, Section 3, specific powers and duties. I believe it's in there, and it says something like each LSB acting as a standing committee of the foundation's board of directors shall have the following powers, duties, and responsibilities related to a specific radio station under direction and supervision of the foundation's board of directors. And it goes on, with several points. And it's very well, it's spelled out. And why are we changing it?
I hear you.
Because there's larger amounts of money? Is that relevant?
I hear you, Ralph. You have a good point. Point A under Article 7, Local Station Board,
right.
Section 3, specific power and duty says, to review and approve that station's budget and make quarterly reports to the foundation's board of directors regarding the station's budget, actual income, and expenditures. So although it doesn't state it specifically, it does imply that each station has actual income and expenditures. And obviously, if there were a bequest earmarked for a particular station, as there was recently with WBAI, a bequest of $208,000 that would belong to WBAI. And if it had been of $800,000, for instance, an argument could be made referencing this bylaw to indicate that it would be the property of WBAI and not of the foundation itself. That's an argument that could be made. I'm not saying I'm making that argument. I'm just elucidating and reading what Ralph had to say because I have the bylaws in front of me and he didn't. Okay. Now
Bill for the stack.
Lawrence.
So could we not cross that bridge when we get there?
With
the expectation of open and honest inquiry and realizing that we are a part of a whole. And, for example, you threw out the number $800,000. It's irrelevant. That with discussion, if someone were to say, that's a lot, and over the years we've helped you, and we would expect you to come in. If one station is weakened, we are all weakened, wouldn't the board? I would expect that type of conversation to be a part of any organization that considers itself as a whole, as one, with one objective, one aim.
Thank you.
It seems like we're crossing a bridge that we haven't gotten to. And it's a negative bridge, I believe.
This is Bill for the stack. Thank you very much. The next person is back. Okay, I hear you all. The next, we have Lawrence, Ron, and Bill. That's the order I have at the stack.
Bill, okay, Ron, I need the stack too because I asked to be put on the stack.
Okay.
Jan was on the stack first.
Okay. All right. So we have Lawrence, Jan,
Bill,
Ron,
Bill.
Oh,
Bill before me. Yeah.
Bill, Ron, and Chris. Okay. Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you. Ralph, I'd like to thank you for your conscience. Thank you very much. So what I wanted to insert into the previous amendment, or maybe this might be a separate amendment, is to insert, except when they are emergency capital expenses at the stations. And I also like to insert that all bequests be included into the National Finance Committee budget so they could be approved by the local station boards. Is that understood?
No. Can you put that in writing, Lawrence?
Oh, sure. Question. Could I question you there? That are you thinking that you know when these bequests are coming?
No, I'm just thinking, Ralph, that whenever they do come, that a process be put in place that includes the local communities.
Okay.
But I thought it was already, I don't want to break the Robert's rules, but it seems like we're talking against, we say one thing, and then in the next sentence, we say something else. How is it that is not understood as a part of the bylaws of the station board?
Okay, this is a good discussion. We have a point of order basically from Ralph, and we need to resolve the point of order. Basically, Ralph is saying that bequests of over $200,000 that are earmarked.
Pardon me. Excuse me. I did not specify an amount.
Okay, of any amount. Bequests of any amount, okay, that are earmarked, that are windfalls for one station, should not be part of this motion. That was actually at the beginning. Now, I would like to pose a question. I have a point of information myself that I would like to pose to the maker of the motion and to the maker of the amendment. That's Bill Crozier and Chris Corey. So am I to understand that if KPFA, for instance, or KPFK, received a windfall of $1 million, that KPFA or KPFK would not be able to expend that money, that the board would be able to, above any amount above $200,000, decide on how that money would be spent. In other words, and that the vast majority of it would have to be, would be necessarily be spent for debt service. Because, you know, it's not just WBAI that may have a windfall. It could be KPFA. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So I want to ask you directly, Bill and Chris, per this motion, does the board and the Strategic Planning Committee and the National Finance Committee have the ability to take away the money earmarked for KPFA and spend it for other things rather than just and obliterate the ability of KPFA to troll a windfall that was specifically designated for that station.
This Bill, you want me to answer that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the short answer is yes, and the reason is because, you know, debt is a problem for all of Pacifica. It puts all of our stations at risk, and this large debt we have, this big loan, it's really important we get out of this. You know, it's like... we're all on a ship, and just because one end of the ship is thinking doesn't mean the rest of us are safe. And also, if there's, you know, there's a legal requirement, if there's a bequest or a gift and it's restricted and it has to be spent in a certain way, then obviously we have to honor that restriction. So
okay,
it wouldn't apply in that case.
I hear you. And I would say that we're still on Ralph's point of order, and even though I'm not absolutely certain of this, Ralph's point of order is well taken, and I move as the chair. My ruling is that we cannot we must allow local stations to decide on how they wish to spend windfalls that have been designated for the use of that station.
I'm prepared to challenge the ruling of the chair.
That's my ruling. We can challenge the ruling of the chair, but this is a bylaw.
Yeah, I'm prepared
matter.
To challenge it, but I would also like to point out that one of the amendments actually allowed for that, I believe. Station managers are already part of the process, so... I'll submit a challenge and I'll articulate it if I need to, and I probably
okay.
will.
Okay, so I would like to motivate my ruling as a chair. I would like to say that one station manager having a say in this process could be overwhelmed by the National Finance Committee, the Strategic Planning Committee, and the board as a whole. I don't think it's necessarily enough a representation from a station that receives a windfall specifically designated for that particular station or unit. So that's how I'm motivating my ruling. But nonetheless, there is a challenge to the ruling of the chair. Has the challenge been seconded? Chris challenged it. Has the challenge been seconded?
Robin seconded it.
Okay, very good. So we'll have... 2-4 and 2 against. Who is against?
Chris will speak forward.
Pardon me?
The challenge. Chris, I'll back up my challenge, so I just want to let you know. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Chris. You may speak
okay.
In opposition to the ruling of the chair.
Okay. So I heard what was read on provision 7A. And it sounded to me like it was a reporting requirement. All stations belong to Pacifica. The monies that come into individual stations belong to Pacifica. We're all part of the same organization. We're all responsible for the debts of the organization. We're all responsible for servicing those debts. The priorities at Pacifica should be the same as the stations. For Pacifica to not be able to meet its obligations because a provincial, requirements or needs or I don't know how else to put it, but just doesn't make any sense. We might as well just operate all as completely autonomous units and not have a Pacifica if that's the way we want to do things. But you know, as far as I can tell, we're all part of this one organization and we all owe this debt and we all are obligated to pay it. It doesn't make any sense for the debt to go completely to individual stations unless the donor requests it. If we have the ability to service the debt using income and there's no restrictions on it, that's how it should go until that debt is retired. Otherwise, it's a danger to the entire organization. Thank you.
Okay, very good.
And Bill,
we had people on the stack from before. Would they like to remain on the stack for the main motion? Or
yes.
Speak to the ruling of the chair.
Ralph on the stack, if it's possible.
About the
Ralph
ruling.
Ralph on the stack, if it's proper.
Okay, so would you like to speak in favor of the ruling of the chair?
Yes, I would like to speak in favor of the ruling of the chair. And regarding the last speaker, he said very key words there. The priorities should be the same. And if they're different, it should be open and honest discussion. Why would anybody not want to cover the expenses of the entirety of Pacifica? Personally, and we shouldn't deal in issues like this, any monies that came into BAI, if someone else is in trouble, I personally would vote to support the stations in trouble, or the Pacifica in general, the national board, because we should be on the same page. We should operate as one, and if we're not operating as one, we are in trouble.
Bye, sweetie.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ralph. And I want to thank everyone for the civility and the in-depth nature of this discussion. This is what board meetings should be like. I appreciate it very much. Now, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to the ruling of the chair?
Is it appropriate to request information at this point?
Yes, you may request information.
I'm just wondering if anyone knows, from a legal standpoint, since the LSBs are committees of Pacifica, they're committees of the National Board, how that affects what power the National Board has over, I believe they even approve the budgets, is the point of that the stations make their own budgets. Aren't they then approved by the PNB? And so I'm just, that's my question. As a legal matter, what is the effect on this discussion of the fact that the LSBs are committees of the National Board?
Robin, I can see Article 7 local station boards specifically gives the board of directors can take away any power of an LSB, override any decision of an LSB. The LSBs are just subsets of the main foundation, and the PNB is the ruling body. And that was, when it was originally read, that was right in the power. I mean, the LSBs just report what they recommend, and then the PNB can alter that. So the station boards only have a role. They don't have, only the PNB has the ultimate authority of how money's spent in Pacifica Foundation.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Robin. Would anyone like to speak in opposition to the ruling of the chair? We have one
Bill.
More opposed and one more in favor. Go ahead.
Okay, on the assumption that the ruling of the chair is because it might be a bylaws violation, I don't think that's correct. Sort of as Robin was saying, Article 7, Section 3 does not restrict in any way what this motion is about. We're talking about windfall amounts. This is not in the station's budget. This is additional amounts that were not basically anticipated. And even as Robin was pointing out, even if the LSB has the authority to recommend a budget, as he was saying, the PNB still has to approve the budget. The PNB could change the budget, and the NFC can change the budget before it even goes to the PNB, and frequently that does happen. The PNB has the ultimate authority to make sure our debts are paid, our bills are paid, and our finances are on good standing. And I certainly would think that the LSBs could make recommendations, and I think these committees would listen to LSBs if they wanted to make a recommendation, but we can't allow a single LSB to change what we're doing. Now, if there's an issue with the restricted funds, I mean, the law takes place, it takes precedence there. We could always amend the motion if you wanted to add a provision, so to add something like, unless the money was restricted and it could only be spent at a specific station. But as far as the ruling of the chair, I don't think it's correct, and so I oppose the ruling because I don't think there's any violation of the bylaws with this motion.
All right, thank you. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of the ruling of the chair?
I will.
Ralph here again. Oh, sorry.
Okay, who is that? Is that Ron?
No, this is Lawrence.
Oh, Lawrence. Okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, I don't know why the LSPs are being treated like stepchilds. They are the ones that sent us here. So I don't know why is it that the PNB has to be the ultimate authority or, you know, the power broker, the up-down approach is why people, our members in the network, are so discouraged and really look down at the PNB for being so top-down. Per the bylaws, the LSB have of the territorial authority over station money. So if a bequest or bequeath comes into the station, it's actually station money. So and the treasurers of the National Finance Committee are actual members of the LSB. So to sort of dismiss the LSBs like they don't exist or they don't know what they're doing, it's a really bad practice. So our guidelines say that the LSBs have budgetary authority over station monies, and all of these monies, windfall monies, bequests, and the such estates, they usually come to the station unless they go directly to the Pacifica, the P&O. That's why I'm supporting Grace's decision, and I encourage you to do the same and stop this power play that's going on here. That's why our listeners are really discouraged with what we're doing here.
Okay, thank you. I am, as the maker of the motion, I can have the last word, I believe, the ruling. Is the Mr. Tatum, am I supposed to speak now?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
At the end. So, at the end.
Okay, so this is the end. We had 2-4-2 against. Tell you the truth, I can see the viewpoint of both sides of this argument. That's my honest opinion. I'm going to leave it up to you how you, as a board, fall on this issue. So a yes vote upholds the ruling of the chair, and no vote will eradicate it. So, Mr. Crozier, can you please take a vote on the ruling of the chair?
Point of information, can you repeat the ruling of the chair? Because it's not clear to me.
Ralph Pointer from WBAI stated that the motion, the main motion, violates the bylaws because a windfall that comes to a particular station should be utilized by the station, and not and how it's spent should not be interfered with by the National Board or the National Finance Committee or the Strategic Planning Committee. In this motion, Mr. Crozier is stating that windfalls that are come to the National, to Pacifica, the Pacifica Foundation itself, will be handled in the same way as funds coming in over $200,000 to any of the stations or units. So, in retrospect, for instance, KPFK had a windfall of a bequest of $350,000, something like $350,000 early this year. So, if this motion were in effect at that time, we would have been able to keep $200,000, but the other $150,000, the disposal of the other $150,000 would have been decided by the National Board, including the National Finance Committee, the Strategic Planning Committee, and the IED and CFO and the general manager of our radio station. Am I giving that as a correct example, Chris and Bill? Is what I just said accurate?
I would strike the word keep and say use it for debt service. But other than that, I would say that it's almost entirely accurate.
Okay.
200 is more than half of 350. That's the other thing. So 176 if you want to get nitpicky, but yes.
Okay. So the practice in the past has been for the stations to, if they received a bequest or a windfall, to allocate those funds, decide on the allocation of those funds on the station level. I believe that's what the practice has been in the past. So this would alter that to some extent. So does that answer your question, Jan?
Yes. I mean, and previously they would have had to have presumably brought up their central services amount. Central services on out of that money, correct?
Well, possibly. But anyway, that's
right.
Another.
You've clarified it.
Okay, very good. Okay, so we're going to vote. Bill, please take a vote. A yes upholds the ruling of the chair. A no rules it out of order. Rules Ralph's rule of order. Rules against Ralph Pointer's rule of order. A point of order. Sorry for being garbling that. Bill, can
you say that again?
No, I could not possibly say that again.
Three times fast.
I'm holding Ralph.
Okay, what we're voting
on. Can I
need
to summarize?
Sure, you gobble your words.
No, I'll just summarize it. Ralph Pointer brought up a point of order that this motion violates the bylaws in infringing on the rights of the stations to allocate expenditure of windfalls that were earmarked for the particular station, and as a violation of the bylaws. I ruled in favor of Ralph's point of order. Okay, so that's my ruling.
Okay, that's
a yes vote. A yes vote upholds the ruling of the chair. A no vote defeats the ruling of the chair. Is that clear now to everybody? I think so. Okay, Mr. Crozier, please, let's go to a vote.
Okay, Gary Bost, I believe he's absent. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Donald votes yes. Jan Goodman?
Pass.
Jan passes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Sabrina abstains. Wally James? Andrea Wally? Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes.
Adrian? Wally passes.
Wally passes, okay. And Dwayne votes yes. Adrian LaViolette?
No.
Adrian votes no. Martha Peterson is absent. Ron Pinchback?
Pass.
Ron passes. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes? Yeah, okay, I got you. Ralph is a yes. Lawrence?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Sean abstains. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen votes yes. Mansoor Sabah? Andrea Mansoor. James Egerton?
Mansoor went to work. Remember, he was saying he was going to go back to work.
Lawrence, was that you?
Yeah, he went back to work, Mansoor.
Oh, Mansoor went back to work. Okay. James Egerton?
No.
James Oates Snow. Nancy Sorden, are you there? I think she's absent. Alex Sandberg's excused absence. Tom Borges' excused absence. Let me go back. Let's see, I didn't hear from Gary. Jan, you passed? Jan Goodman?
I think that I'm going to abstain.
Jan abstains. Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Martha Peterson's absent. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron votes yes. Mansoor's not here. Nancy Sorden's not here. And Alex and Tom are not here. So let me count. We have six yes to sustain the chair. Six no. Not to sustain the chair. Jerry, do you wish to vote?
Okay, I need a. If I abstain, Mr. Tatum, does what happens? Is the ruling of the chair sustained, or Mr. Tatum?
Actually, yes, I'm here. Actually, if you abstain, it fails because the negative vote needs a majority to overturn your ruling. So if you vote negative, you help to overturn If you vote yes, you help to abstain. And if you abstain, you help to sustain.
So if I abstain, the ruling of the chair is upheld. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wait a minute. On the wrong rule here.
Let me explain again. Before you go there, let me explain again. If it's a tie vote, it is a failed vote.
Okay, so the ruling of the chair that would then fail, is that correct?
That is correct.
You know,
No, I'm sorry. That is not correct. It will take a majority of the negative vote to overturn the chair.
Okay, so yes. If I abstain now, the ruling of the chair is upheld. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, you know, just to make it doesn't matter how I vote at this point, and just to make it clear, I'm going to vote yes because the results will be the same. And we can come back to this. We can come back to this with other arguments about the bylaws in the future, but right now I am voting yes, so this ruling is sustained. So now we need to go back to the main motion and take out the section that applies to windfalls that are earmarked specifically for stations, and only include in this main motion, windfalls that are received by the national office. Is that correct, Mr. Tatum? That's the ramification.
Yes, okay. That's correct.
All right. So, can you reword the motion so it includes so it takes out everything that indicates that this motion applies to windfalls that are received by the station, individual stations or units?
Grace, point of clarification.
I think I can, but go ahead.
Thanks. So the latest bequest, the one that started this whole ball rolling, how would it fall according to this guideline that was just handed down? Can you clarify
that? I'll clarify that. The latest bequest was for the national office, was for Pacifica as a whole. There was an earlier bequest from the same party that went directly to WBAI, and there wasn't any question because the past practices for windfalls that are received specifically by a station or unit are expended by that station or unit without interference from the PNB. So that tradition would be turned on its head by this mission, this motion. Had my ruling failed. So
I understand that. I just wanted a clarification for this request. It wouldn't change the $585,000, but it would have changed the $200,000. Is that correct?
It would not have changed the $200,000 except for $8,000 of it.
I'm sorry. Once again?
There's a threshold of $200,000 in this motion. So it would not have. It would only have affected 8,000 of it. But if the WBAI bequest had been 500,000, it would have only affected 300,000, right?
I'm not sure that's true. I think it would have taken half of it, if I'm not mistaken. But okay, I understand what you're saying. Thank you.
Well, it would have. I mean, the half calculation or whatever. Everybody gets it, right? Okay, so now we have to take the main motion and extract from it windfalls, and we have to have it apply only to windfalls for
point of information.
Pacifica Foundation as a whole.
Rob.
Go ahead, Robin.
I would like to read Article 7, Section 3, each LSB acting as a standing commission of the Foundation's Board of Directors shall have the following powers, duties, and responsibilities related to a specific radio station under the direction and supervision of the Foundation Board of Directors. That is a profound, important, under California corporation law, you cannot take away the power of the board of directors of a corporation. I just want you to remind you that.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, so now, Bill, can you come? We can, this can be brought up again and debated. You know, that's fine. I'm not completely wedded to any one side on this, but for the moment,
I think I have some wording.
Go ahead.
Okay, so essentially, all they did was okay. Yeah, let me send it. Okay, sorry. Going now. On, so you should check your mail in a minute. I can read it in the meantime if you want.
Go ahead. That'd be helpful.
Okay, so I inserted these words that are not restricted to particular stations after the word 200,000. So it says dispersal of large windfalls of in revenue above $200,000 that are not restricted to particular stations should be discussed by the National Finance Committee. The rest of it's the same. Is that what?
But you took out the unit managers, right? Because that's not appropriate?
No, that's his thing.
I would request for information when there's time.
Okay. Adrian, what's your request for information?
I'm a little confused, and I think that owing to what Robin just brought up and how he read that passage, I guess I would like to ask Mr. Tatum if there's any possible way that we can revisit your ruling on the point of order, because it seems like technically that ruling was not in order. That ruling described the bylaws, according to what Robin just read. So I guess I'm confused if there's if there might be a path forward to reversing that.
Okay. The ruling of the chair can be reconsidered, I believe. The person to reconsider would have to be a person who was on the prevailing side, the side that won, all those who voted in favor of sustaining the chair. One of those people would have to be one to reconsider the ruling of the chair at this meeting. And, of course, it would have to be seconded. And what would happen after reconsider was approved, then the bill would have to just take the vote over again. Simple as that.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Tatum. I'd like to ask someone on the prevailing side to make that request.
Okay, I think that this is, Adrian, this is dilatory at this point. This can always be modified or rescinded or adjusted in a future meeting after closer inspection of the bylaws.
Didn't mean to be dilatory. Sorry, Grace.
Okay, so now...
Request for information.
First... Do we have the motion from Bill that's adjusted, right? Okay. So
is it appropriate to amend it again?
One second. Okay. Is it possible to amend it again, Mr. Tatum? We've had two amendments and one amendment to the amendment, or two amendments to an amendment. Can we accept another amendment to this modified motion?
In this case, you would have to, because of your ruling, the motion has to be amended to conform with your ruling. So it's allowable.
Right. Well, that amendment has been, has already been, we understand that. But now with the amended, okay, first, Bill, can you please read this adjustment or amendment of the motion because of the ruling of the chair?
Okay, dispersal of all large windfalls in revenue above $200,000 that are not restricted to particular stations should be discussed by the National Finance Committee and Strategic Planning Committee, in addition to the ED and CFO, and to indicate the unit and to include the unit managers in the discussion of how such financial windfalls should be distributed by the network, and then approved by the PNB. And then it still also has the amendments: such windfalls should primarily go toward servicing debt. This applies as long as the funds are less than the outstanding debt.
Okay, very good. So, who was it who wanted to have an amendment to this?
James.
And, okay, James.
Mr. Tatum,
is an amendment acceptable at this point?
I say yes.
Okay. James, what is the amendment?
My amendment would be to insert the words after, on the second line of Bill's writing here, where it says Finance Committee and Strategic Planning Committee, after the word committee and before the word comma, insert the words unless otherwise restricted by law. That will take care of the question of whether or not California Corporations Law puts all power in the board of directors, and it will allow for different decisions to be made in the future.
Okay.
Second.
Is there a second? Okay. Who was that seconding it? Who was
Adrian.
That? Adrian. Very good. All right. Is there any objection to James's amendment?
Yeah, I object. This is Lawrence.
A point of information.
Okay, go ahead, Jan. What is the request for information?
So my question is, when you say debt, or when the motion says debt, are we including such things as, I mean, for instance, if we owed money to pension plans or, you know, other recurring bills, is that called debt or is that not called debt? Or is that something that we don't have to worry about and it'll just, people will, I mean, I don't want to restrict people. I just want to understand what people
sounds
are
like debt to me.
I mean, I hope it includes those.
Okay, that's a good point, Jan. I will go back to the maker of the motion, Bill, and Chris. Actually, Chris made this amendment. Do you wish to have this debt be more specifically worded to be the loan, or do you want it to be any debt? Because the foundation does have other debt.
Well, my intention with my amendment, if that's what you're referring to, and I presume that you are.
Yes, your amendment.
Was that it would be used to service, I guess, long-term debt would probably be a better way of putting it. So
there
it would be the
other,
loan.
Wait a second. There is other long-term debt.
That's fine. Other long-term debt would also be fine as far as I'm concerned. The stuff that it has a interest rate attached to it, it's collateralized, you know, this sort of debt that is like hanging over the foundation like a wet towel is the debt that I'm referring to. So if you want to say long-term debt, that's fine.
Okay. Is there anyone who would like to make that amendment to this?
I would like to argue that we should not put that in there because, you know, we can just make it so specific that, you know, if I'd like to leave it to all those people who are talking about it to be able to decide, you know, how it should be allocated. There's enough people who are sensible that I wouldn't want to tie their hands even more than this does.
Okay. All right, that's good, Jan. So now, let's go back to James's amendment. So,
point of information.
Yeah, go ahead, James.
In reviewing my suggested amendment, I realize that it does not make grammatical sense, and the words, unless otherwise prohibited by law, should go at the beginning of the sentence before the word dispersal, not after the where I originally placed it. Doesn't
okay,
make
so
any
is
sense that
okay
that
with the so it's unless otherwise prohibited
restricted
by law.
Or yeah,
otherwise
prohibited by law. That's fine.
Prohibited by law. Okay. And is that except that new placement of this? Is that acceptable to the seconder of James's motion?
Yes.
Okay, good. Is there any objection to this insertion before this main motion of the words unless otherwise prohibited by law? Hearing no objection, that amendment is accepted. Okay, now going on to the main motion, we're now on the main motion, Bill, can you read it, including James's addition?
Okay, unless otherwise prohibited by law, dispersal of all large windfalls in revenue above $200,000 that are not restricted to particular stations should be discussed by the National Finance Committee and Strategic Planning Committee, in addition to the ED and CFO, and to include the unit managers in the discussion of how such financial windfalls should be distributed by the network and then approved by the PNB. Such windfalls should primarily go toward servicing debt. The supply so long as the funds are less than the outstanding debt.
Okay, very good. So we actually have a stack from before we started amending the motion, and we'll go to the stack. And the first person I have on the stack is Lawrence. Would you like to speak to the main motion, Lawrence?
No, Chair. I don't have anything further to say. Thank you.
Okay. How about you, Jan? You're the next.
I think this is a good motion. Just kind of gives us a little structure.
Okay. Good. Bill, you were next on the stack.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay. Ron, you have anything to add?
It's a great compromise.
Okay. Chris?
No, I'll stand down on this one as well. I think it's fine.
Okay. I think we're kind of out of time. Is there any objection to this motion?
A question.
Go ahead, Ralph.
On the wording there, what if it is more than the outstanding debt? That section, which is less than the outstanding debt, could you go over that and clarify that?
The last sentence says, this applies so long as the funds are less than the outstanding debt. It would not apply in that situation, Ralph.
Okay. Okay,
right.
I got it.
Okay, very good. So is there any objection to this motion?
Wait.
As amended.
I'm just sending it now.
But I think we all understand what it is. Any objection?
I object to the motion.
Okay. And is that Ralph? I'm sorry. Was that Dwayne?
Dwayne. That was.
Oh, okay, Dwayne. Would you like to... I would give you a minute to state your objection.
Absolutely. I agree with the premise of the motion and the amendment. What I have a problem with, and I'm sure my one vote is not going to change this trajectory that was on hand, but to include all the time the Strategic Planning Committee to approve something or be a part of something when that is not its design. I don't know, in the last 7 months, we've allowed the Strategic Committee to stand up as if it's some type of management committee, and I'm totally against that. In fact, the Strategic Planning Committee has not even come up with the mandate that a Strategic Planning Committee in any organization has. That is long-term and short-term objectives to help navigate an organization out of the miry clay. Most specifically, Strategic Planning Committee under my last 2 years of watch have not even proposed a proposal to get us a loan program to repay these loans, which I think is the principal objective of the Strategic Planning Committee, of among other long-term and short-term objectives. But this idea that every time something comes up, it's almost operating like a management committee. And I'm totally against that because it is not good for the foundation.
Thank you. Understood. If it is okay with the body, we will just simply note Mr. Lark's objection. And if there are no further objections, we will acknowledge that this motion as amended is adopted. Are there any further objections?
As long as the secretary does note that in the minute. Otherwise, I request a vote.
Okay, the secretary, Mr. Crozier, will you please note that one objection to this motion in the minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can do that.
We can take a vote if anyone calls for a roll call vote, but otherwise this should be appropriate, and this motion, we can consider this motion passed. Okay, hearing no other objections, this motion passes. Okay, I would entertain a thank you all. I think we worked through this. It's an important decision. And I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Dan Goodman, so moved.
Madam President.
Yes, Mr. Tatum.
Would you consider the texts that I sent you and see if any of them are appropriate to answer before we leave this meeting? I'm thinking of one in particular.
Okay, I'm looking at the text. I need to ask Bill Crozier if he will put me on the list to receive the minutes of meetings so I may see if there are any problems of a parliamentary nature. So, Bill, can you send the minutes to Mr. Tatum?
Okay. I need to find out which previous ones, just all of them, like for this year?
Well, Just going forward from now. Aren't you on the recipient list? Don't you get all the minutes and agendas, Mr. Tatum?
I do get the agendas, but not the minutes.
Okay. I believe that usually the minutes are appended to the agenda or in the same email with it. Is that correct, Ms.
No. No, I send it separately, and I've not been including him, but I can do that.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay, that problem's handled. The second is, did the board approve a different name other than secretary for the person who will take the minutes on behalf of Bill, since the bylaws outline specific duties for the secretary and you can avoid conflicts with both persons having the same name? Yes, I made an error in saying that we needed a secretary to take the minutes. I should have said note taker. So anybody out there, when I said that we had voted to have a stipend for a note taker. I should have said note taker instead of secretary to compose the minutes for our meetings. So that's correct, Mr. Tatum. I misnamed that. And then you say postpone to the next meeting, not to a future meeting. Future meeting is indefinite, and that's a different motion. Mr. Tatum, that we'll understand that for next time. And then you said, we're talking about windfalls that come to Pacifica Foundation. Well, that's what we finally decided on. So that's
okay.
All I have in text. Okay.
Okay, back to the postpone. So the motion that was postponed will be to the next meeting, and it will not be postponed to a future meeting. Is that correct?
No, it will be postponed to a future meeting, Mr. Tatum, because we're not absolutely certain that it will be ready for the next meeting, or we may choose to refer to a closed session instead of an open session. So it would be preferable to postpone it to a future meeting rather than the next meeting in this case of this motion. Does that make sense?
Well, if it came up at the next meeting, you could postpone it and you could refer it to a committee, or you could do anything you wanted to if it came up at the very next meeting. You're going to kick the bucket down the road, you know, in that sense. But future meeting is too indefinite. It means that it could never come up again.
And that may be the case. The point is that that's what the body decided earlier in the meeting. And I think
okay,
we need to honor the decision of the body rather than to interpret it in a different way.
Okay, well, that's good.
Whether correct or incorrect, that would be my ruling on that point. But I
right.
see your point. So the future will be more careful.
Yeah, there's two different motions. Postpone definitely, postpone indefinitely. And the postpone indefinitely means that you don't want to deal with it anymore.
I see. Okay. All righty. Very good. Is there any other business for this meeting? Pardon me?
Question. We're out there. Question.
Go ahead,
Are we going
Ralph.
Into executive session after this?
No. There's no executive session scheduled for tonight.
When is the executive session scheduled so that we might look at the situation in Houston?
Oh, well, you can call if you wish to. You can call. Three directors can call an executive session. The earliest time would be, with proper notice, would be next Thursday night.
Could we possibly? I'm looking for an executive session on this issue. Are there others? I think we need two others to ask so that we can schedule an executive session for next Thursday.
Okay.
What's this issue?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. What is this issue?
The issue.
A personnel issue related to Houston, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so we have Ralph Pointer from WBAI requesting an executive session to deal with personnel issues. Are there two? We need three directors who would
This is Lawrence Reyes from KPFK. I'll be the second.
Okay, Lawrence. And is there a third person?
Ron Finchback. I'll be the third.
Okay. So three directors request an executive session for next Thursday. And do you want to put a time on that? Do you want to have that at 8:30 Eastern time or 9:30 or 10:30?
That sounds reasonable. Earlier the better.
Okay, so 8:30. We will schedule a closed session to do with personnel matters. Next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I believe somebody, is there any other business to be conducted in this meeting? Hearing none, I believe there was a motion to adjourn. Someone made a motion to adjourn about 5 minutes ago. Is that the case? Or anyway, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second, third,
okay,
and fourth.
Very good.
We're going to get out of here early.
Okay. Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.